breakthrough are not opposed to suffering, but are available in the midst of it. Suffering is not a failure of faith on our part. Its presence does not mean the absence of the promises of God. We can live with suffering and joy simultaneously. How does this work? Joy is deeply rooted in the availability of God and His kingdom right here, right now. Sometimes we find breakthrough. Sometimes we find a deeper knowing of God in our suffering. But neither breakthrough nor suffering is ultimately the point. The joy that Paul discovered, the joy that Jesus knew and invited us into, begins in a deeper experience of God, whatever our situation might be. Jesus and the cup. As we consider what it looks like to find joy in suffering, there is no higher example than that of Jesus himself. Let's take a closer look at his final days on earth. In 1 Corinthians 11, verses 24 to 26, Paul recounted Jesus' words from the Last Supper with his disciples. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." This is when the imagery of the cup first appears. Interestingly, it continues to show up as the night went on. When Jesus and his disciples left the supper, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus mentioned the cup again. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Matthew 26, verse 39. He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." Matthew 26, verse 42. He left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Matthew 26, verse 44. "Not my will," Jesus said, "but your will be done, Father." After asking God to take away the cup three times, but ultimately putting it into his Father's hands, Jesus continued down the path to his coming sacrifice. As Brian Harden writes in Sneezing Jesus, "It wasn't long before a mob entered among the olive trees searching for Jesus. They were, of course, being led by one of Jesus' closest friends, one who had just enjoyed the final meal with him. Jesus felt the cold, black kiss of betrayal as Judas's lips brushed his cheek. He felt the ropes and chains wrapped around him as his freedom was taken. He heard the racing footsteps of the last of his friends as they abandoned him. Jesus was completely and utterly alone. What makes this scene so moving and tragic is that we probably each have stories of betrayal, isolation, and abandonment that we can relate to. We know to some degree what this feels like. And this is our God we're speaking of, a human God abandoned, betrayed, and isolated by those he created. When the soldiers came to the garden and Jesus stepped forward to offer himself to his enemies, Peter also stepped forward and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus scolded Peter and told him to put away his sword. Then he asked, "Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" John 18, verse 11. What is this cup? Actually, Jesus had mentioned this cup prior to that fateful night. Earlier in Matthew 20, verses 20 through 28, the mother of James and John, in typical motherly fashion, asked Jesus whether her nice, upstanding sons could have the honor of sitting beside him in his kingdom. Jesus answered with a question, "Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" It was not a rebuke. It was simply a question to which the brothers replied, "Yes, we are able." It was a yes blithely given. Clearly, they couldn't understand the full weight of what Jesus was asking. Jesus then turned to the other disciples who were mad that James and John's mother had presumed to ask such a thing. They wanted to be seated next to Jesus as well. Jesus spoke to all of them then and said that greatness in the kingdom of God is not easily obtained. It comes along the path of love, a path of sacrifice, service, and suffering. This is the cup of Jesus. And the people who seek to follow in his footsteps must drink of